Today's shiur is Masechta Shavuos Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Amar, we learned yesterday in a Braisa that when we speak about the various kabbanas that are brought in Yom Kippur, that perhaps the Braisa suggested that the carbon that's being brought on Yom Kippur is being brought for Shalosh Tumas. Yeshli Ben Yazeh, Lavi Shalosh Tumas. We suggested that that carbon is being brought for three different Averis. What were the three Averis, which, as we learned in the Braisa in yesterday's shiur, carry with them the title of Tuma, and therefore maybe these Kabbanis, where the word Tuma is used, refers to them. Hi, Tuma Savadazara, Tuma Skila Arayas, or Tuma Shvichas Damim, these three most serious Averis that all carry with them the word Tuma. So ask the Gemara, Hi, Avodah Zarah. When there was a suggestion that it means Avodah Zarah, exactly, Hechidami. What was the case of Avodah Zarah where there was such a suggestion? If we'll say that the person, Rachman al-Tzlan, worshipped Avodah Zarah b'mezid, so ask the Gemara, such individual, Bark Talahu, is an individual who's Chayv Misa, and there's no discussion of carbon by such an individual. And if this person worshipped Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, so then the halach is bar carbon hu. The halach is that he has to bring a carbon for the avera, that a carbon chatas for the avera that he did. Why would he need to bring this sar? So the Rishonim ask that maybe what the Gemara is here teaching us is that indeed if somebody did the avera Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, he has to bring a carbon chatas, but we are talking about that if he did the Avera right before Yom Kippur, the Ksoyer that and did not have an opportunity to bring his own carbon chatas, the Ksoyer that's brought on Yom Kippur will create the kapara for him and won't have to bring another carbon after Yom Kippur. And there's such a Gzeira Shava that just like that these kabbonis have this power to bring this kind of kapara. Says Tosfos, that the Gemara knows that the Pasuk says, Umepishyem kol chatosam. Ma pshoim, just like we learned in yesterday's shir, that just like somebody did an Aveira for Bemezid, carbon is not a suggestion. So too, when he did the Aveira, Beshoigig, the halach is that the carbon is not a discussion. What does that mean? So Tosfos, I think, means to say that the Torah never suggested that a chiyuv carbon, that a full-fledged chiyuv carbon will go away just because you brought the carbon on Yom Kippur. And therefore, the halach is that just like all the other punishments don't go away because of Yom Kippur. That's why that's not what the Gemara could have possibly meant. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara is looking, we were thinking, which anyway is not the case at the end, but that's not the point of the Gemara today. We were thinking that if somebody does the Avera of Shogeg, that there's a time, if somebody, Rechman Slan, does the Avera of Avodah Zarah, this is the Kaponis that I brought on Yom Kippur, will be for that. What is the case? So says the Gemara, B'mezud lo istrabei. As we've learned many times, that one cannot get a punishment from Bezdin, Mrs. Bezdin, unless he did the Avera B'mezud with Asra. And if there was no Asra, so now Mrs. Bezdin he won't get, because there's no Mrs. Bezdin if there was no Asra. Carbon Chattis he won't get, because the Carbon Chattis is only brought when somebody does the Avera B'shogeg. He didn't do it B'shogeg. Or another case where the carbon of Yom Kippur maybe would be effective is by a case of B'shogeg V'lo Yisyadilei. In a case that he did the Avera and he did not know that he did the Avera, and because he did not know the Avera, he didn't bring the carbon, he did the Avera B'shogeg, but he didn't realize. So that's why obviously he didn't bring a carbon Chattis. And what we're learning now is that this carbon that's brought on Yom Kippur will serve as a protection until he becomes aware of the Avera he did. And when he becomes aware of the Avera he did, then he'll bring his Karban Chatas. And again, continues the Gemara. Gilui Arayis, when we wanted to say that this Kabbanis that I brought on Yom Kippur for Gilui Arayis, again, Hei Chidami, what is the case? Ibn Mezid, again, the Gemara goes through the question. If he did the Aveir Ibn Mezid, so of course, Barak Tolahu, somebody who has an immoral, an improper relation, the Loch is, he's Chayef Kuris. And as we learned, we quoted this pasuk many times when we learned Masechta Makkos, the Torah Kedoshah says, Ki kol ha-shiyas mekol ha-toeva sa'elo, v'nechasa nefasha sa'oysos, mekarev ha-am. Amam. So we see that there's a chiv chorus. There are, as we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, certain cases by chiv, by arayis, where somebody has an immoral relationship. There's a chiv skila. There's a case of chiv srefa. There's a case of chiv chenek, who somebody has relations on with his mother, or with his father's wife, with his daughter-in-law, or with a zachar, and or somebody has relationship with an animal, Rahman Tzlan, that's where there's a chiv skila. We know that the Torah speaks about bas ish koyin, there's a chiv srefa. Somebody has relationships with his wife's daughter while his wife is alive, on his wife's granddaughter, from her son or from a daughter. Somebody has relationship with his mother-in-law, or his mother-in-law's mother, his father's mother, his wife's father's mother. He has a relationship with his daughter, granddaughter from his son or his daughter. That all comes with a chiv srefa. Chiv chenek is when somebody has a relationship with an eishes ish. So we see that in all these cases, there's a chiv mises bezdin. And the other cases that are not included in the list that we just mentioned, there's a chiv karis, if he did have amazed. So that's certainly not where the carbon of Yom Kippur would work for. If, on the other hand, he did the Aveir b'shagig, so the halach is that somebody does one of these Aveiris, by a carbon who? He has to bring carbon chattis. Answers the Gemara, the same teretz. The Gemara's suggestion was that this carbon should be effective b'mezid lo yasrbe. If he did the Aveir b'mezid, but there was no asra, so if there's no asra, there's no chiv misa, or Yom Kippur came and he wasn't aware that he did this Aveira. Continues the Gemara. The Shvichas Damim. What is the case of Shvichas Damim that we wanted to suggest the carbon of Yom Kippur should be effective for? Nami Hechi Dami. Again, says the Gemara, Ibn Mezid, if he did the Aveira Ibn Mezid, so then Barak Talahu, that individual is Chayiv Misa. Ibn Shagig, if he did the Aveir B'Shagig, then Bar Golus, he has to go to Golus. As we know, somebody who kills somebody B'Shagig goes to Golus. Again, answers the Gemara. What the Brisa meant to think was, B'Mezid V'Layasrabay, where he did the Aveir B'Mezid without a straw, so then there is no Mises Bezdin, or B'Shagig V'Layasyadalay, so he doesn't know to run to Golus. Inami, or, as we learned very extensively, in Masechta Makkos, there are cases that the Gemara identified, the Mishnah, the Mishnayis, and the Gemara identified as either Karav L'Oinus or Karav L'Mezid. And we learned that in all the cases of Karav L'Oinus or Karav L'Mezid, there is no Chiyiv Golus. Amamar says the Gemara, continuing learning and explaining that Braisa, analyzing that Braisa. The Braisa said, Amamar, Yochol, Ashosh Tumas Alolu Ye Sar Mechaper, the Sar that's brought in the base of Migdash should be Mechaper for these Averis. Tamalaymar, Mi Tumas, B'nai Yisrael, B'loi Kol Tumas. It doesn't work for all Averis, even where the Torah uses the word Tuma. Mamet Sinu, just like we find Chilak Chasm Chal Tumas, where do we find that the Torah treats Aveira, which is called Tamei, different than all other Aveiras? But Tumas Midrash V'Kadoshav, as the Gemara is going to explain, Afkan, So too, when we speak about the karbonis that are brought, the sara pnimi, that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, obviously, or apparently, the Tumas Mitzvah Kedosha of Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the karbon that's going to work. Says the Gemara, my chilek. Says the Gemara, in what way is the Avera of Tumas Mitzvah Kedosha of different than all other Averis that we suggest that because it's different than all other Averis, that's why it's also different that the carbon, that the Sara Pnimi should be effective for it. The Maisi Ba'al, as we've been discussing extensively, this is the carbon for which there's a Chayiv carbon, this is the carbon, this is Avera for which there's a carbon oil of a Yared. Ask the Gemara, Eim Avodah Zarah, the Gemara persists. Maybe it's referring to Avodah Zarah, my chilek, in what way is Avodah Zarah different than all other Averis? Simen Avodah Zarah, Yelendis Mitzayr, Nazar. The Maisi, Seira, V'loy Kizba. The normally, when somebody does an Avera, he brings a Karban Chatos, he brings specifically a female goat, V'loy Kizba, and by Avodah Zarah, by all other avoid all other places, what is a chiv, carbon, chatus? You could bring either, the Torah gives you a choice which animal to use, a seira or a kizba. A seira is a female goat, a kizba is a female lamb. Since we find that by avoid zara, there isn't that choice, by avoid zara, you only bring a seira. So again, if you're looking for an avera which is different, then this is that Avera. Says the Gemara, we're looking for a difference, a chilek, which represents a kula. Bringing, only having the opportunity of bringing a sira doesn't represent a kula, doesn't represent a leniency. It actually represents a chumra. Why? And again, Amar Rav Kana, Anan, chilek lahakul kamirin. Why does it represent a chumra? Because if you have a choice to bring a kizba seira, so then you'll go and you'll look which is less expensive, and that will be the carbon that you'll bring. You'll have this choice. But when the Torah says that you have to bring only a seira, so that you don't have the opportunity to say, well, let me see which one is less expensive. And that's why this is a chilek lahachmer, and since it's a chilek lahachmer, it doesn't make sense that you should, that's why that's not considered a reason to say that this Avera is different than all other Averas, that the Halacha is, that's where this Avera will also be the Avera for which the Sara Pnimi of Yom Kippur works. So I saw that the Rishonim asked a question. So why don't we say that it means Shvichas Dam? And Shvichas Dam is that it's different from all other Averis. All other Averis, when we do it Aver B'Shogig, you have to bring a carbon. And here, you go to Golos. So, the answer is, because a carbon, says the Rimigash, is not an option by killing. Because by killing, the Chiv Mises Bezdin. There's no carbon where the Einish is a only Chiv Mises Bezdin. And the other Rishonim, again, using the Gemara, the teretz that the Gemara just gave, explain it very simple. They say the Gemara just established that the carbon for which, the Avera, for which we're saying the Sara Pnimi will be effective, has to be an Avera that the Torah was Mechalik, treated differently than all other Averas, and also treated differently, lahakel, that it's treated differently in a lenient fashion. So bringing a carbon oil of a yared is certainly a leniency. The Torah affords us the opportunity to choose, the Torah affords us the opportunity to look at our financial situation and based on that bring the carbon. But going to Golis is not a kula, being stuck in Dari Miklat till the Kohen HaGadol dies. Another teretz that I saw, that the avoda of galus is very different than all kabanas. So when we're talking about using a leniency for bringing a certain carbon, galus and carbon really are very different situations and very different obligations, and one cannot prove for the other. So ask the Gemara, maybe what we should say is that what does the Sar HaPnimi work for Yoledis? Because we find that the Yoledis, the Chilik, the Maisa are of a Yared. The Yoledis, we know, when she finishes her days, which is a total of 40 days by a boy and 80 days by a girl, the halacha by her is that, again, the Torah uses that to determine which type of carbon will she'll bring. And that is what the Torah is saying. Since you're looking and saying now that the carbon for which you bring, the carbon for which the Sarah Pnimi, the Avera, for which the Sarah Pnimi works, is an Avera which is different in its carbon than all other Averas, Yoledis is a perfect example, because Yoledis also brings carbon for Yoledis. So we see from here, says the Paiskim, incredible vart. We're learning from here that a woman would have her kapara if through the Sar of Yom Kippur. Who pays for the Sar of Yom Kippur? The Sar of Yom Kippur is paid for by the tzibur, and how does the tzibur pay for it? The way the tzibur pays for that is by everybody donating a machzah shekel. But when we speak about everybody donating a machzah shekel, women didn't participate. Women don't give a machzah shekel. So if women don't give a machzah shekel, the question that immediately comes up is the kabbonist tzibur that came from those machzah shekel, were they covering the women as well? There's some that suggest that they didn't cover the women because the women didn't participate in giving the machzah shekel. And the relevant question when we have that discussion is if women have to daven musaf, because the carbon musaf came from those machzah shekel. If women didn't participate, so they don't participate in the musaf, and they don't have to daven musaf. However, there are many that suggest that even though women are exempt from paying the machzah shekel, then the carbon tzibur applies to them as well. They have the carbon tzibur. They're members of Klal Yisrael, and the carbon tzibur is certainly going, whatever it accomplishes for them as it does for everyone else. They just are exempt from having to pay. So from here we have a raya to that opinion. Because what's the Gemara suggesting? That the Gemara is suggesting that the carbon, that the Sar HaPnimi, which again is a carbon tzibur, and given that it's a carbon tzibur, it was paid for by machzah shekel. And the Gemara is saying now that the Sar HaPnimi should be effective for the Yoledis. But if the Yoledis doesn't pay towards the Sar HaPnimi, because I'm saying it comes from the machzah shekel, and we would suggest that for any Avera that the women don't have to, that the women don't pay for, they're not included, so how can we even have a Havamina that the Sar HaPnimi should work for them? They don't pay towards that carbon. From here we see that it works for them as well. Just the fact that they don't pay towards it doesn't mean that they're not connected to it. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Oshia, L'chol chatosam, v'loy l'chol toasam. The Sar HaPnimi comes for an Avera. A Yoledis, when she finishes the days that we spoke about, she didn't do any Avera. So the Sar HaPnimi cannot be coming for her because she didn't do any Avera. And the Torah says, L'chol chatosam, not l'tumosam. Ask the Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that the reason a woman brings a carbon when she finishes these days of Tumah, because she is considered a person who did an Avera. Because when she's going through the pain of labor, she makes a shvua that she won't have relations with her husband anymore. And then after, when she passes Baruch Hashem by, she goes back to her husband. So now it means that the carbon that the Yeladis brings is for an Aveira. So we're back to our question, Mayikala Meimer. So maybe the Sar Pnimi should be effective for her. Answers the Gemara, Rav Shimon L'Tamei D'Amem M'Kaimahu Mokhra, that the Sar Pnimi is from the Pasuk, we see that it's effects for Thomas Megdash V'Kedoshav, and there's no reason to have to think something else. What that means, we'll see in the Gemara soon. Ask the Gemara, Eimer Metzora. So ask the Gemara, maybe what the Torah is saying is that maybe the Aveira, or maybe the subject for which the Tzara Pnimi works is for Metzora. Because Halacha, the Torah teaches us that after the Metzora is declared not to be a Metzora, he brings two live kosher birds. One of them, the Kohen would shecht and sprinkle on him from its blood. And the second carbon, he would send away. And now the Kohen, the Metzora, has to cut all of his body hair, go to the mikvah, and then he now is allowed to have relations with his wife, and he doesn't give off the same level of tumah. But he's still the same level of tumah of Mishka of Moshev, but he's still somewhat of a tummy. He's considered the same level of tumah, like an avatumah, like a sheretz. Then the Metzora could go back to his machna, to where he lives. We know that a Metzora is, as long as he's a Metzora, he's sent out from all three machnas of Klal Yisrael, counts 7 days. On the seventh day, again, the Metzora shaves off all of his body here and goes to the mikvah. And now he's not even considered an avatoma, but he's still considered like a tful yoim. And so Mechusuk Purim is somebody who still has to bring kabbonis. He has to bring, on the 8 days, he has to bring 3 kabbonis. And at that day, he now is completely tar. The 3 kabbonis that he brings, 2 kvasim, one is brought as a carbon oila, and one is brought as a carbon ashon, and a kifsa achas l'chatis. But if he can't afford, then the halach is that he brings 2 birds. One bird is a chatis oif, one bird is a oilas oif, and one is a kevas echad l'ashon. So the Gemara is saying that here we have a metzaira that is different than others, that he too is an individual that brings a carbon oil of a yard, as we just described. And maybe we should say that the Sara Pnimi is mechaper on the Metzora. And what the Gemara means to say is, according to Rashi, that if there's a Metzora that has to bring all these kabbonis that we just identified, and he didn't bring them before Yom Kippur will take over, that he doesn't have to bring the Sara Pnimi that's brought on Yom Kippur will take care, and he won't have to bring his kabbonis again. That's the way Rashi learns. Many don't like Rashi's pshat because they're not willing to accept that if the Torah says that a person has to bring a specific carbon, that this carbon that's brought on Yom Kippur should absolve him. And therefore, they suggest that the Torah is speaking about a Suffolk Metzora. What does it mean, a Suffolk Metzora? There were 2 people that came to the Kohen, that the Kohen should examine the nega that they have. One had a nega the size of a gris, and one had a nega which was the size of a cella, which is larger than gris. The Kohen quarantined both of these individuals. After 7 days, both of these individuals, they spread, and they were both now larger than the cella that we saw at the beginning. They're both now tummy. If these 2 negoim now shrunk to just being the size of a cella, so the one that was originally a gris will still be tummy, because the nega never reduced to where it was originally. But the one who was originally a cella will be tahor, because his nega now was reduced to its original size. But we got confused, and we don't know who's who. So the halach is that both of them have to be treated like a metzora misafik, and they have to go through the procedure. So what we're learning now is, since we don't know who is procedures that they could both do, but as we often say in our shiurim, kabanis will be much more complicated, because for a carbon chattis or any carbon that's a chiv could only be brought if you're obligated to bring that carbon. Otherwise, it's considered that you brought chulin lazara. If it's a carbon that you're not obligated to bring and you bring it, it's considered like you brought chulin lazara. And that's why what the Gemara is saying is, maybe somebody who is in such a situation is going to have, will the sora pnimi work for him? Answers the Gemara, Amr Avoshia, Tarek Dosha says, l'chol chatosam, v'loy l'chol tumasam. A metzora is bringing a carbon for his tumah, not for avera, and the sara pnimi of Yom Kippur works for averas. Ask the Gemara. Well, Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, but what about Shmuel ben Nachmeni? Amar al shivat varim negoyim baim, that the negoyim come for seven averas. So we see that it's coming for an avera. Michael Meima says the Gemara nigei the nigei dechapalei. When Hassam by Mitzayra Nigga de Chapele, the Nega itself really is not here anymore. The carbon, the purpose of the carbon is not to be Mechapa for the Avera. The Avera was covered between being a Mitzayra and no longer being a Mitzayra. The carbon in Lashturi Lakol, the carbon is brought that he should be able to come back into Klal Yisrael and be treated that. Not as a tummy anymore, as we mentioned earlier, and that isn't at all what this carbon is for. So, the Gemara has now told us that the avera of the mitzayra for which he becomes a mitzayra is covered as the Gemara Masechta Erechin Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us that tzaras comes for seven averas, lashon hara, Ritzicha, Shuashav, having improper relations with relatives, Gaiva, Geneva, being stingy. So those are the Averis that it comes from. But that's the Kapora for those Averis. It's through the Tzras. This is here to make him be able to come back into Klai Yisrael. Ask Taisus, since the seven averis which cause tsaras are not averis that come with a chiyuv carbon, so how could the Gemara had a havamina that this sara pnimi should work for those averis? Those aren't averis that have a chiyuv carbon, and the Gemara kept on saying that we never had a havamina that the sara pnimi should be effective only for averis that come with a chiyuv carbon. So the Ritva says that who, just because somebody violated one of these seven averis, doesn't mean that he is going to become a mitzayra. The only time somebody becomes a mitzayra is when somebody does these averis that we identified on a regular basis. So says the Ritva, although somebody who does these averis on occasional basis is not obligated to bring a carbon, the Gemara is considering that somebody obviously is a mitzayra. And if he's a mitzayra, it means he did some or all of these averis on a regular basis. And that's why, since this is such a bal avera, therefore the halach is that maybe this sara pnimi is needed for those averis. The Chasam Sofer said that the way to understand the Gemara is that the person who did these averis, indeed, his punishment is to become a mitzayra. However, what also is necessary is a carbon, that the carbon is part of his kapara. And the Gemara is saying, no, that's not the part that the carbon comes from. Ask the Gemara, Veyman Nazi Tami. Ask the Gemara, maybe it's going, it's speaking about a Nazir who became Tamei, that here too, the Chilek, the Torah treats a Nazir differently than everyone else regarding the Kabbonis that he has to bring. The Maisa, Torah of Bnei Yoinah. Either he brings two bnei yoina, echad l'chatas v'echad l'ayla, and he doesn't have to bring a carbon of an animal like everybody else. And this is obviously a kula that he only has to bring a carbon. And we're going to say now, and again, we have here the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, what it's going to mean is that if the Nazir did not bring his carbon till Yom Kippur will take over the need of the carbon. Other Rishonim say that it's talking about a case of a Nazir Sofik. What is the case of a Nazir Sofik? That two people accepted upon themselves to be a Nazir. And now they're standing in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That the halach is, as we often learn in Shas, Sofik Tamei Rosh Hashanah Yochid. If there's a Sofik of Tamei Rosh Hashanah Yochid, he's Tamei. In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he's Tar. And a person observing them says that I saw one of you that became Tamei, but I don't know which one of you. And if that is the case, you're going to have to be treated as Tamei because this happened in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Now we don't know which one is that individual, and that will be the person. That will be the case for which the carbon will come. Rav Oshia, again, answers Rav Oshia. The sar pnimi comes for an avera. A nazir is not avera. L'chol chatosam v'lo l'chol chutumosam. Ask the Gemara. L'lebraza kvar na da'amen nazir nami chaytehu. That a nazir is considered a bal avera. Why is he considered a bal avera? Because the Torah gave us a right. To the Shatsir Atzmi Menayayin. The Torah gave us a right to drink wine and have other enjoyment. And this person stayed away. That's why it's considered an Avera. So then the Sar Pnimi is coming for an Avera. So our question comes back, Michael Meima, says the Gemara, Savol Krab Shimon, he's going to have to hold like Krab Shimon, the Omar, as we're going to learn, Mekaimahu Mekra, the Pasuk itself teaches us that the carbon of the Sar Pnimi works for Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav. That's what makes this carbon unique. Our Gemara just taught us that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us something, by your Nazir, if you take away from yourself the opportunity to eat what the Torah gave you, the Yerushalmi says that Osir Odom Litin Din V'Cheshbin, the person is going to have to give din v'cheshbon on food that he had the availability to eat and he didn't eat. And the Yerushalmi, in fact, tells us that Rebbe Lezer would save money, that he should have the opportunity to buy every type of food at least and taste each one at least once a year to be able to make a bracha and enjoy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And the Sefer Pri Eitz Hadas says he ate every fruit that was possibly available. When did he eat those fruits that were possibly available? So he suggests that he used to eat them on Tu B'Shvat. On Tu B'Shvat, he would go out of the way to go buy all fruits that are available, make a bracha on them, and enjoy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in this world. Amar Mar, so the Gemara goes back to the Braisa, something that the Braisa has quoted more than once. In our shiur today, Rav Shimon Omer, Mekaimahu Mekra, that the pasuk itself indicates that the sar hapnimi that's brought on Yom Kippur is for Tumas Migdash Mekadoshav. Why do we say that? Because the pasuk says, Harehu Omer, V'chipa al Hegdish Metumasa, V'chipar al Kaidish Metumais, Metumais al Kaidish. It's referring to Tumas that are related to the Beis HaMikdash. What type of Tumah is related to the Beis HaMikdash? Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshev. So says the Gemara. So Shapa come Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's saying something which is so obvious and so great that takes away all of our questions. What does the Sarah Pnimi work for? Obviously, it's here for the Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshev. Rav Yehuda Amalach. So why did Rav Yehuda agree with that? Answers the Gemara. Rav Yehuda Amalach Ahumi Bailei. That pasuk is needed to teach us the way that we do the hazor on Yom Kippur from the dam ha'par v'dam ha'sor in the kodesh hakodashim, the way we do it when we spritz that blood between the badei arim is achas lamala v'sheva lamato, as the Torah says yaza sheva pamim. The dam of the par and sor is also spritzed on the outside, not in the Kodesh Kedoshim, Achs L'mal V'Shev L'mata. Rav Shimon says, where will Rav Shimon know this halacha from? Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon says, I know it from the pasuk that says, V'chein Yasel Oil Moed Nafka. And that's how I learned that both the Zrika that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Zrika that's done in the Kodesh are done the same way. So what does Rabbi Yehuda learn from there? Says Rabbi Yehuda, Imai he have Amina Naisi V'Par V'Sar Achrini V'Neved. That the Par V'Sar, we should have two. One that is spread, that is sprinkled in the Kodesh Kedosh, one in the Kodesh. Kamash Malon, that's the same, but it's spritched two places. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Badei Aaron, and also in the Kodesh. Rav Shimon says the Gemara, Rav Shimon, where did he learn that from? V'chein Yasloi Leid Minei Mashma. The Pasuk V'chein Yasloi Leid indicates that it's the same blood that we've been working with till now is the blood that's used in both places. Says the Gemara, Amamar, we also learned in the Braisa, Yochel HaKol Tumas Shebekodesh, Yesor Zeh B'chaper, that for all types of Tumas, Migdash V'Kedoshav, this Sar HaPnimi should work. Tamalaymer mipsheim l'chol chatosam. Just like we learned that pshoim, the Gemara taught us in our previous year, means averus for which there are no kabonis, because pshoim means that you did the avera b'shoigig, and there's no avera when you did the avera b'mezid, and there's no karma for an avera that's brought b'mezid. Here too, we're talking about an avera which doesn't bring a karma. Mainu, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, the case of Yesh B'Yedir B'Tchilah V'Yesh B'Yedir B'Soif, where a person knew he was Tomei, then forgot that he was Tomei and entered the Beis HaMikdash, and then realized what he did, or knew he was Tomei, forgot that he was Tomei, ate Kodesh, and then realized what he did, with that the halacha is that it's Chayiv a Karban. But ask the Gemara, of course the Sarah Pnimi wouldn't work there. This person is Chayiv the Karban Oil of a Yairud. Why would I think that the Sarah Pnimi will be effective there? Hi back Karban who? This person has to bring the Karban Oil of a Yairud. Answers the Gemara, Leitzricha, that the case we're referring to here is the Siadilei Samach L'Shkiyas Achama. He only became aware of his Aveira right before Yom Kippur, and now Yom Kippur comes. Sil Kadat Chamina, Adamaisi, instead of bringing his own Karban Oil of a Yairud, Nitlalei, this Karban, the Sarah Pnimi, should work instead, Kamash Malon, that no, if you're chayiv a carbon oil of a yoyrid or any carbon, there's no question that the Sarah Pnimi will not be effective. Amamar, so we go back to what we discussed in our previous year. Menayin, how do we know Shiesh Be Yedir B'Tchil V'Ein Yedir B'Soif? That if somebody knew he was Tomei, brought and then forgot, and entered the Beis HaMikdash Shuei Kodesh, and did not become aware of what he did, Shasar Zeh Tyler, that the Sar Pnimi will be effective until he becomes aware of his Aveira and then brings the carbon. Says the Ramanayan, Maka Kashale. The Braisa said, Umpsheim Lakal Khatasam, that the carbon is a Chiv, that the Sar Pnimi works for something that is a that there's no carbon. This isn't the case that we're learning now where there's no carbon. So that's obviously, as we've been discussing throughout Ashir, going to be the case where the carbon is effective. Says the Gemara, Hachi Kakashalei. What the Braisa meant to ask is as follows. Hashna da Amrit, Chatoim Dumi de Pshoim. That we compare the Chatoim to the Pshoim. Ma Pshoim, the Labnei carbon. When we speak about Pshoim, as we keep on saying, the Aveira was done b'mezid, there's no carbon. Af Chatoim has to be speaking about a case, the Labnei carbon. That with the, it's a did the Aveira, but there's no Chiv carbon. Ema, so Gemara continues, Ma Pshoim the Labnei carbon oilam. For Aveira b'mezid, you never bring a carbon. Af Chatoim, maybe, we're speaking about a case, the Labnei carbon oilam, that you never bring a carbon. Or mind you, what would be such an example? Shem Bayadir B'Tchila, where you weren't aware that you were Tameh before you entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate the Kodesh. Even if there's Yadir B'Soif, you still will never bring a carbon, because the carbon is only brought if you originally knew you were Tameh. If you never originally knew you were Tameh, there would never be a carbon. Aval, Yesh Bayadir B'Tchila, Vayadir B'Soif, This individual, when he becomes aware what he did, bar carbon, who he's going to have to bring a carbon, ema, maybe we should say that this carbon should be not at all effective for him. And if you'll argue against that, that I don't have the sar pnimi, that I have the sar anas b'chutz on Yom Kippur, the Gemara is suggesting now, maybe we should say that the sar pnimi that is effective for the Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav that didn't have Yediyah B'Tchila but had Yediyah B'Soif, and the sar anas b'chutz is effective for the sar hanasa b'chutz will be effective for yesh b'yedi b'tchila v'yedi b'soif. And that's what the question of the Braisa was. Why do I say that this sar is working for this and this sar is working for that? Maybe it should be the other way around. I'm a crop, says the Gemara, it's talking about l'chal chatosam, that the sar apnim is effective l'chal chatosam, b'chlad v'nei chatas ninu. These are kabbalah. It's effective for a case where carbon maybe will be brought. What is that case? Where it was yediyah b'tchila and not yediyah b'soif. Because if there was no yediyah b'tchila, there will never be a carbon for such an aveira. So ask the Gemara, v'neskapa kapar gemura. But we're learning now that if it was a yediyah b'tchila v'ein ba yediyah b'soif, you'll bring the sar apnimi will work temporarily until he becomes aware of his aveira. Why don't we say it works, that he shouldn't have to bring a carbon oil of yard and oil anymore? Answers the Gemara, iksiv, that maybe you would be right, that the sar apnimi should completely absolve the individual who had yediyah b'tchila no yediyah b'soif. But let's say, look at the pasuk. Hashtag siv l'chol chatosam l'hanach d'osul kal chatos. The Torah is saying that ultimately you will have to bring your own karma chatos when you become aware of your veira. Says the Gemara v'chi me'acha enem chaper. It was saying that it doesn't really work until you become aware of your veira l'metayla. So what's the point of it working temporarily? And says the Gemara loim amrav zera loim mishemes. What we learn from here is that if Rechman Tzlan, this person dies before he became aware of his Aveira, and if he died before he became aware of his Aveira, he will never have brought the carbon. Meis b'lay oven, the Sar Apnimi took care of it, and he doesn't have to worry that he didn't bring a carbon. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rava, in Meis, if the person, Rechman Tzlan, is Nifta, we know Misa Mamrekis. Misa takes care of all the Averis that a person had. And therefore, what's the concern? Elam Arava, what it means, indeed, Misma Merkis. Elam Arava, Log Elav Mene Yisurim. Until he brings the carbon, he has this Avera hovering over him. And as long as the Avera is hovering over him, there's a concern that where will he end up? What happens now is that this Sara Pnimi, until the Misa or until he brings the carbon, because he becomes aware of the Aveira, that will protect him. Here we're learning that once a person, Rechman Tzlan, is Nifter, he already has a Kapara. And the question that many discuss is, somebody who's no longer in this world, how could he have Schusim? Or does he not have the opportunity of tzedakah, of kapara? And the way the Paiskim suggest is that if relatives give tzedakah on behalf of the people who are no longer here, even though this person is no longer here and he's ready in Shemayim, that tzedakah that's given protects the tzedikim. And even as the Pasuk says, Kapchal Amcha Yisrael Shebedisa, it refers to people who are no longer here. Sheniften b'mamen hanachayim. That if the relatives give tzedakah, and that's the whole point of yiska that is said, the yiska that we say, and the tzedakah that we give by yiska is the way that person who's no longer in this world could still have kapara and could still, even in that world, say have kapara. And that's why there's a minig that we say av harachmim and we say kel mole. All these things are to affect a kapara for the mason. The Mishnah Brura paskins in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Aleph Sifkot Yotes that the mason have a kapara in the next world that it, when people give tzedakah. And he goes on and says that what happens when people give tzedakah on behalf of people who are no longer here. In Shemayim, they look and see, and they say, if this person was still in the world and he would have the opportunity to give tzedakah, he would be giving tzedakah. And now he's not here, but his family is giving tzedakah. That's how they have a kapara. But if these people would not have given tzedakah when they were in this world, then they wouldn't have that kapara in the next world. The question, of course, the Mishnah Brura then asks, is what happens if the person in this world didn't have the ability to give tzedakah, he wasn't financially able to give tzedakah. So says the Mishnah Brura, what they look at is, if he would have had money, would he have given tzedakah? That's enough how he'll be able to have that kapara in the next world.